This is a poem I wrote quite quickly in my early 20s, and I couldn't think what to call it. And after I'd written it, it's a lyrical poem, it's a song, I of course knew what it was about, which I didn't understand when I wrote it. It was about my great passion for jazz and for Billie Holiday, and so I called it Lady Day, which was Lester Young's name for Billie Holiday. And Lester Young and Lady Day really loved each other and didn't have an affair. And that was rather wonderful in a way of them. They had affairs with other people, or she particularly did, and not always very happily. But they were great musicians. And if you want to understand something of the difference of poetry and other fine forms of art, listen to Billie Holiday and compare her to a great singer like Ella Fitzgerald. You can't get a better technical jazz singer than Ella Fitzgerald, but she's not the poet that Lady Day is. Lady Day. Take your theology like tea, saucer it. Let your mouth and the cup's rim scald themselves with tannin. Crack your lips and let the acid in. Drink and recall childhood's Methodist women, tilting their cups, each little finger vertical against black lace, the wrong fingers, the tea drinker's eyes avid for grace. Hate them. Recite the poem you wrote in your cups. Give the bishops barbiturates, you said, mixing your denominations up. Stanzas I hardly remember, slurred, abrupt. Give me my wish tomorrow, and I will design a mirror to hand back your God song faithfully, line by line, since the last features that wrote it are all gone. Moonshine.